This is the NTR podcast.
So something got my imagination going this week.
Go on.
And in many different ways. Initially, I looked at this issue.
God. I'm still looking forward to this. Let's never start good.
It's a mixed bag, this subject.
Okay.
Scientists are pushing, and they're describing it as an ethical boundary.
An ethical boundary. This is interesting. What have we got? Hybrids. Are the animal-human hybrids finally here? Half man, half pear. Half pear. Couldn't think of an animal.
Half man, half pear. What use would that be?
I was trying to say bear.
Oh, for half man, half bear. It
would have been funny.
Then you'd have had claws. Yeah. Half pear.
Half man, half fruit. Just our ass.
Well, they're saying that soon,
go on,
we may be able to grow babies in bags.
What? What are you saying?
Outside of the human body, in a bag, in a baby bio bag.
Like boiling the bag rice. Is that how big it would be? How secure? So my first thought straight away is the bags that you'd win fish at the fair.
But with a little baby,
In it. And shake it. Don't shake it too much, obviously.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Parent advice there.
Yeah.
So they make... Do you know what I hate about this? Is your brain initially rejects it. Everyone that heard that, most people that will hear that, will go, I'm science, you're taking it too far.
A baby and a bag.
Oh, you're taking it too far. But that's just your human reaction, because we don't like change, especially change that much forward. But that makes so much sense.
Well, they've done it with a lamb. And the reason they did choose lambs to do experiments like this...
Because they're lovely. After you're done with it. 160 in the oven for 4 hours.
Well, they've used a lamb because it's the same size and takes the same amount of time to grow as a human baba in the body. Okay. Looks the same. I'm going to show you now a lamb that's being grown in a bag.
Boiling the bag lamb. Why are you showing me this? Okay. Do you know what? It doesn't look... Oh... It doesn't look weird.
It doesn't look weird, no. But it does have that vibe of like, pierce this bag a few times. Yeah.
And fork in the microwave, and then a little spring lamb jumping around. It's weird. It is weird, but it makes sense, and I think it's probably a step in the right direction.
For what? What are you thinking?
As science goes, well...
For what? For humans? Are you saying we should do this on humans?
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's where they were going with
this. It makes more sense.
For what? In what situation do you think they would do this for a human, to get serious on this?
Childbirth's mad.
Well,
the thought of childbirth and...
You think childbirth generally is mad and you would do this for all births?
I've always thought, because like back in the day, like in the Victorian times, it was a 50-50 chance whether the mum would survive. And I always thought, well, we haven't evolved enough then.
Everyone wants to have kids.
If your natural birth is that dangerous,
fuck it.
Let's think outside the box, or let's think outside the womb.
Oh, well, that's what we are doing here.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that like some babies born early, not good for them.
Right.
Mortality is really high on stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What this could do is that if there's a chance that might happen, or a birth might happen really early on, they could take the baba out, take the baby out, put in a bag. Not in a bag. But
well, it is.
With fluids and all that. And it gets given the right blood, the right fluids. It's a controlled environment. We know exactly how a fetus should be looked after. There isn't all the pressure on the mum, and the mum doesn't get injured is another one. Another idea is that, like, is it really fair that women have to go... I have heard childbirth is as bad as toothache. And I've had toothache.
Imagine that down there.
Two things.
It's got to be worse than toothache. It's got to be a lot worse. It's something that we can't even comprehend, really.
Two lads here. Do you reckon childbirth is as bad as toothache?
Surely it can't be.
I've always thought this about childbirth. It's not 50-50 having a kid, is it? I'd done a TikTok about it the other week. I was like, it's more 90-10. And the sooner men can just admit that, like, they do it. Women do pretty much everything.
To get moaned at afterwards. I've got a wife and three kids. Oh, really badly done too.
But it isn't. This isn't ethical minefield, if you will, isn't it? Because there's so many people.
People are like, is it allowed? Would God be happy? That's what people think. Would God be happy with babies growing in Vespa curry
bags?
Don't
worry about that. Because if God was to look down at a lot of what's going on this planet now, he'd go, what the fuck are you doing? He wouldn't go, oh, there's a baby in a bag over there.
But
he'd
it does
draw
remove,
the line way before that.
It does remove, some people are disgusted by this. This goes so far. It removes the need for a baby to grow in a human, a woman to be the sole person who grows the baby. It splits the idea of carrying baby around between people. I discussed it with Sam Gay. And me and Steve discussed it. And I was like, how boss would that be? Like, we could have a baby just between us, just keep her in a bag. And he went, how? Well, in a lab? I said, we keep it in the house. Like an egg.
Waiting for it to hatch. We love that.
That's basis, like an egg. Yeah. What if the man and the woman?
No, it is. Yeah, no, it is.
We had a couple of pigeons living in the garden and they looked after an egg. And I went, oh, imagine you and me doing that, but with a bag.
A boil in the bag.
Full of slop. Baby in there somewhere.
It makes sense. And this is the thing of, oh, is it natural? The point I always say is, isn't everything natural? A beehive is just a city. Really? Yeah. A city is just a big concrete beehive. That's because we're bigger than bees. I think, to an extent, isn't everything then natural?
Technology is then natural.
Is that natural? Yeah, it's a natural progression. So is this not technically nature at its finest?
If it was men that were the, you know, the things that happen to women in childbirth, I'm not even going to go into that as well. The things that happen to women in childbirth are awful. They can end up incontinent, scarred for life. No one really talks about
some
them.
Things that are most, apparently it's like a lot of the time, your bumhole and the other hole make one big super hole. It just rips and makes one big uber hole, if you will. That's just what I've heard it described as online.
Fucking hell.
And
what, like a hen?
The hens like that, they got one big uber hole.
They've got a,
I don't know what I'm saying. Like,
please don't do it. It's a serious subject. It's just because you've described it like that. So to separate these two issues out, hens do have a giant orifice that they poo, piss and fire eggs out of.
Okay.
They poo, wee and fire eggs out
but
of.
But that can happen to a woman more often than not during childbirth. And we don't speak about that. We just, that should be like the first thing you're taught in school. Not the first. Let's get maths out of the way. Let's make sure you can walk in a straight line, spell, do a bit of maths, and then we'll teach you about the Uber hole.
GCSE, orifice.
In about year three. But I just thought, these women aren't taught, well, they're not, clearly not. Cardi B spoke about it.
Women aren't what? Taught what? Did they get left with
the big thing? Cardi B spoke about it, and she was like, why has no one mentioned these things?
You'd never have a baby. These people have got, I can't wait to have my next one. I'm like,
maybe
why?
Maybe people would progress to the idea of, let's get the boil in the bag baby idea spot on so we don't have to keep ripping ourselves to bits.
Absolutely. If it was men that were getting, imagine oh to give birth, you had to pass a melon out of the end of your knob.
Baby in the bag would have been an idea hundreds of years
absolutely
ago. We'd have been well advanced.
We'd have been like, at the date that they're due to be born, we'd have been like, oh, we need another 2 minutes, that, put them back in. And that would have been going on since forever.
I just finished this pint and everything. Can you just imagine
keep
that?
Keep them in the oven for a bit longer. Just upstairs having a shower. So yeah, but the one thing I did think was interesting about that was, like I said, that it really useful that as a concept for women not to be injured anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancies that may be traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman who was an expert. I want to tell you about this woman and what she said, because this is
mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah,
this is like an evolutionary step forward. I don't think people are understanding just how big this is. This is, you could theoretically just have a kid in your front room.
So pregnancy is barbaric, says this woman, Dr. Anna Smadjo.
Right.
She says if there were a disease that caused the same problems, we would regard it as very serious.
Mm-hmm.
She's been interviewed in this article. She sat up in her office in the University of Oslo, opposite a calendar featuring photograph of her cats. I don't know why that was a bit of detail they felt the need to give. So she's got loads of cat pictures in her office.
Why do we need to know that?
I don't know.
Is that just to let us know what kind of woman she is?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, she loves cats.
Yeah, it is. It says, oh, she's dead quirky. I was like, okay.
What's she got to say anyway?
She said some mad stuff. She said that reproductive labour should be redistributed fairly in society.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unquestioned assumption that women should have babies. It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. She said, it's a bit like someone having a wisdom tooth out and someone say, oh, we should film that when you don't have any painkillers whilst we do it. Yeah. And I told this to my partner and he was like, that's a disgrace. That's awful.
But it's true. It is true.
She says it'd be better for the baby. The baby, it's traumatic birth quite often. And I'm thinking the only thing that's going to upset people is people who might be very religious and think it interferes with stuff that they normally think. But I was like, otherwise,
it's perfect.
Imagine if you're trans or gay or unable to receive a baby.
Perfect, yeah.
So, yeah, I went on quite the journey.
I bet you did, mate.
With that story, I thought, boiling the bag, baby, that sounds funny.
Boiling the bag, I can't believe you were just calling it boiling the bag, like that's how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. Not 20 minutes. You could conceive an embryo whilst you were young and grow it in a bag after you retire. So that involves the bag at some point will be getting looked after, like the egg, like we said. Where are you going to keep the... You're conceiving it when you're young, so that means do the jizz or take an egg out.
Do the jizz is boss. What a boss phrase that is. I've never heard do the jizz.
What did you want me to say? Spunk. Spunk in the freezer.
I've just never heard do the jizz ever. I love
it
that.
It just came out like that.
I'm going to use that. Carry on.
So do a jizz.
Do with the jizz.
In the freezer. Maybe in the... You know where you put the ice in the freezer? Maybe do it in there. And then until you're retired, you could be... Every time someone goes
write
to the freezer...
Write a note. Write a note.
The
on
one on the end, that's strictly jizz. Don't put that in your gin and tonic. Just to clear it up.
Yeah.
The NTR Podcast with Dylan Evans and Graham Smith.